Just see the lotus flowers, so beautifully bloom. They spend a flavor all around. It's such a nice place to take our lunch today and listen to the beautiful sound. In this way, all the cowherd boys play, keeping Krishna in the center, surrounded by the whispering trees and the soft sandy bank of the Yamuna. With his bugle and cane tucked in his cloth and his flute pushed into his belt, he keeps his foodstuffs in his lotus-like hands. To everyone his presence is felt. Now as they looked all around, everyone was afraid that the calves had gone away. So Krishna said, I'll bring them back from wherever they have strayed. Lord Brahma had taken all the calves away. They were nowhere to be found. When Krishna returned, all his friends were gone. This mystery had no bound. Krishna expanded his transcendental form to replace the boys and calves, so no one could tell that they were gone, and peace of mind they would have. And after 1 year, Lord Brahma appeared to see all the mischief he'd done. But to his great surprise, he could realize that Krishna was everyone. With folded hands, he offered prayers and bowed before the Lord. And then the boys and calves returned to play with Krishna once more.
Sri Govinda, the primal lord, his first progenitor, who is tending the cows, fulfilling all desires and the abodes, built with spiritual chains, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, all observed with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. Govinda, prime and lord, with adept and playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head bedecked with peacock feathers, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of gopis. Lord, round whose neck is swaying a garland of flowers, beautified with moon dot, whose two hands are adorned with flute and jewel ornaments, who always reveals in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar is eternally manifested.